It's another Mind Food Monday, and we welcome the King of the Castle to the show. Welcome, Mr. Michael McHugh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Nikki?
I'm very well. Now, we caught up a couple of weeks ago in Auckland, and it was lovely to see you.
It was great to see you. You're looking very well.
Oh, why, thank you very much. That's a busy little office you've got there.
Oh, I tell you, it was flying that day, wasn't it? It was a deadline, and it was crazy.
Actually, that must put a huge amount of pressure on everyone.
It does, and, you know, some deadlines are better than others. You know, some deadlines just are nice and smooth. This month we had a beautiful big cookbook that we've given away with Mind Food. It's the Silver Fern Farms cookbook. So all those gorgeous farm stories that we've done over the last few years and all the lovely recipes that have gone from all the farmers' wives, we've put into a cookbook.
Oh, my gosh. And so are you giving that away with the magazine, did you say?
Exactly, and it's just this real celebration of all these wonderful, talented farmers and, you know, the great food that they produce. So, it's a really lovely book. So that's with the new issue of Mind Food with Angelina Jolie on the cover. It's the fourth time we've actually had her on the cover. I went back and looked. The thing is, she does extraordinary work. You know, move away from, you know, her life as an actress or as a director. The actual use of her celebrity and shining the spotlight on the work she does with, you know, the UN and particularly the refugee movement at the moment is absolutely extraordinary. And I just thought it's a fascinating story. And at the end of the story, we even sort of share with our readers where they need to go to help donate and, you know, help those Syrian refugees. So it's a very strong story, a great interview. And I just, you know, I admire people who kind of go out of their everyday life and help people. And, you know, like her or dislike her, I think she sits very much in that category. You know, she's someone who has strong convictions about getting up there and helping humanity, and you've got to admire that.
Now, the other big topic that we're talking about in this month's edition of Mind Food is connectivity, how our lives have become basically, well, they're running around connection, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but of course the thing is they have a real effect on the relationships around us. You know, I am a shocker of not turning my phone off or laptop, and, you know, before you know it, it's in the bedroom, and I'm saying, oh, hang on, I've just got to check this thing. Oh, hang on, I've just got to check, you know, Facebook. Oh, hang on, I just want to see how Mind Food's going on this. And, you know, they're really ruling our lives. And what we have to learn is turn them off, leave them, you know, be, and just live. Because as we said off air, isn't it funny, you sort of end up taking photos and live by them rather than actually experiencing and enjoying life.
Yeah, you're sort of thinking at the time, oh my God, this will look awesome on Instagram, or this will look great on Facebook, better get a selfie. I've never managed to nail the selfie. I'm hopeless at them.
No, unfortunately, because I'm quite tall, and by the time I do a selfie, everyone around me looks like dwarfs.
Yeah. No, selfies don't go, Fabulous. Now, we also have a look at some edible flowers.
Yes, look, I always sort of think, oh, is that a real thing? You know, you end up feeling like a guinea pig.
You do.
It's such a pretty story, you know, three ways of edible flowers in terms of, you know, I'm reading it here, rose petal scented sugar, dandelion butter, and candied violets and rose petals. It's quite an old-fashioned notion, actually, to kind of bring that back into food and to cooking. But there's such pretty shots and beautiful recipes. You know, one of my favourites, of course, is the roulade, which is just a pavlova rolled, you know, around.
Yeah.
But the food just looks so pretty with all these flowers on them.
We have a breast cancer feature as well.
Well, it's that time of the year, and, you know, where there's a lot of breast cancer out in the media, you know, we've also done even beauty products with all that. But this year what we've done, it's all really about the tale of a teamwork, and we've taken a woman, a patient and survivor, Lisa McDermott, and we really look at the support network around her as she went through breast cancer. So, you know, not only family members and her husband, but the oncologist surgeon, you know, the breast surgeon, the foundations that sort of helped her, the nurses, even the nipple tattooist, you know, the lymphatic drainage therapist, acupuncturist. We've really looked at all the different people that supported and guided her through this time. And it makes for really interesting reading because I think, you know, you hear so many sort of stories of perhaps women that survived or perhaps didn't survive, but it's all those support networks behind that patient that perhaps you're not so aware of. So it's a fascinating story. And as it was all coming in, it was just so great to read. You think, wow, you just aren't aware of what goes into helping someone get through, you know, which can be a very difficult time in their life.
Absolutely. Amen to that. And so we finish everything off in the November issue with a cheeky little rosé.
Look, I told you what, this place ended up looking like a pub. Every time anyone walked in, they said, oh, can you take a bottle of wine? You know, it was like, no, you can't actually. But yeah, I have to say, those beautiful rosé bottles, and because it's rosé time of the year where they're all coming out into the market, we did trial a lot of them, and we've chosen our favourite 8. And, God, I love rosé. I never used to. Do you like it?
No. Not so much. It's nice on a hot, sunny day, but it has to be really, really, really cold.
Yeah, I like it with ice.
Yes.
It's like drinking an alcohol cordial. But they look pretty, and I've got to say they were nice to try.
Sorry, I should have lied then, shouldn't I, and said, oh, my God, I love them, but I'm too honest. Well, that sounds like another amazing edition of Mind Food Magazine, and I was stoked to go up and see you all doing what you do there in Auckland. So good luck for this month, and we'll catch up with you next month.
Thanks, Anne. Have a great month.